Brazil was ruled by a military dictatorship between 1964 and 1985, which was responsible for the death and banishment of thousands of Brazilian citizens. The files from this shadow era have now been made available by the Public Documents Library of the state of São Paulo.
The documents available now at the São Paulo Public Documents Office are dated from 1923 to the end of the 21-year dictatorship in 1984. These documents show the great interest of the state in monitoring people that they consider their enemies. With this new information, Brazilians can now know what the government was doing behind their back.
Among the information discovered was the entry book of the State Department for Political and Social Order. The names of the agents, their victims, and the visitors from the American embassy are all there.
As a result, systematic persecution begun by those governments allied to the U.S. of people with left-wing ideologies. The U.S. wanted to avoid a Cubanization of the region and basically told the local governments to find those who did not think like them.
People like Edson Arantes do Nascimento, the worldwide famous footballer, better known as Pelé, José Serra, the three-time presidential candidate and ex-governor of the state of São Paulo, the singer and composer Chico Buarque de Holanda, and even Cardinal Dom Evaristo Arns, were all subject to investigation and surveillance.
This is an example of democracy, and it demonstrates in general terms what we can learn more from our history. By studying and reviewing the actions that the state took against their own citizens in the past, we can avoid repeating the same mistakes.
Among the 200,000 files and 12,000 notes is the name of a union leader of the time, now better known as ex-president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, one of Brazil's most famous political prisoners. Almost three decades separate us from the events of the dictatorship that ended in 1985. Nevertheless, the truth about what happened in that era is still not totally clear. These newly released records will help us get closer to understanding what really happened during that dark period in Brazil's history. Reporting from São Paulo, Brazil, Ronnie Corvello, Press TV.